Well, we now have a quartet of quality, because in addition to Chloe Baker and Eva McDonald, we have got the legend that's Lou Bevin back with us. Lou, how are you?
I'm very well indeed.
So for Eva and Chloe's benefit, because they never had the joy of actually your countryside experience, just share with us the sort of input you're going to give to some of these livestock areas today.
Well, basically, you'll understand what you're looking at, i.e. a line of cows, but I'll be explaining the difference between the cows that we keep for giving us milk and the cows that we keep for giving us...
Ah, the old classic. Eva, do you know the difference between the two? The sort of the difference between a dairy cow and a beef cow?
Well, I know it's one bigger than the other. I think one's bigger than the other, but I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, Chloe?
One's a boy, one's a girl.
She's from Norwich. There we are.
How do you spell wrong?
Okay, let's make our way here. You're listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition on location at the 131st Lincolnshire Show with Lou Bevin and with a variety of other things. You give me this answer then, Lou?
Say again?
You give me the answer now?
Yes. The shape. If I say rectangular, what comes to mind?
The overall look of it, appearance.
Okay, a rectangle is an elongated square.
Ah, yes.
Right, and if I say triangular, what do you think of?
Three sides.
Three-sided figure, correct. What you will notice is, now that I've told you, when we stand alongside the beef animal, it's a great big rectangle. When we stand alongside a dairy animal, it's a triangle. And it's one of those things that once you get it into your head, you, by the end of the day, will be so expert, you'll say, beef.
Okay. Simple. Okay, Eva and Chloe and Lou have actually joined us now at the Lincoln Long Wall. Lou, you said these were featured on Countryfile, I believe.
Yeah, these were featured last Sunday, is that correct? Did you see it?
Yeah, I did see it. There's a breeder who's actually in the tent right now.
No.
It's on there, yeah. So.
Well, obviously not up to the standard that they've got for We Good Souls. Let's share with us the Lincoln Long Wall. What have we actually got here apart from two fine beasts?
Well, these are a pair of tup lambs, born this year. They'll have been born in January, this pair of lambs here.
So they're Capricorn lambs, then, basically?
Yeah.
Or goat lambs?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Sort of an hybrid. But, yeah, the pedigree Lincoln Longwalls, say, born in January, and we're here in the tup lamb class today.
Okay. Feeling confident?
I'll tell you after I've been in the ring.
Okay, always good. Chloe, questions for yourself?
What type of sheep are these?
Lincoln Longwalls, Chloe.
Yeah, these are Lincoln Longwalls, our local native breed.
Rastas, I like to see them as, basically, in their own
they
way.
They do look a bit Bob Marley-esque, don't they? I must admit, yeah.
Lou, what thoughts have you got for yourself?
What's the record, then? Because I know that this breed hold a record that people would not believe. A single shear off a good old tup, what could it weigh?
For a single shear, I think the record's just pushing 40 pounds. I can't exactly remember off the top of my head, but it's around 40 pounds. That's a fair amount of wool, really.
That is a lot of wool. When you consider that, you know, you'll be normally shearing 3, 4, 5, 6 kilos off a normal breed, for this breed to shove out that much wool, it just shows you that I mean, these are a designer job. These are made to make fleece. They do make a decent lamb. There's a butcher's lamb, but these are...
Steady, Lou, they've got to go in the ring soon. You don't want to panic them.
No. But these are grown primarily for the fleece, which is, you know...
It's looking good.
Well, it's absolutely gorgeous, yeah.
Eva?
How old are these sheep? Do they have the same sort of sheep every year, or are they all the different ones all the time?
That's a wonderful question from the sort of the non-agricultural specialist there. I think the answer initially was just over 6 months. Are they 6 months or a year?
What, these sheep here? These are born in January, so they're 6 months.
Six months of age. And in terms of obviously keeping the breed pure, I mean, again, is that something which, you know, it's part of your job, really?
Yeah, we struggle with it, really, because they're a rare breed. We have a sort of limited pool of genes, sort of thing. So, I mean, we're always trying to pull different males in from different flocks just to spread the genes about a bit. But, yeah, it is something we have to try and watch. We can trace the genetics of these sheep back on the internet to the 60s, so we can trace each one back to see if they're not interbred and such like, you see. So it does help.
1960s. I vaguely remember it. I think Lou might sort of have some recall of the 60s, perhaps. England won the World Cup, I believe.
If you can remember it, you weren't there.
There you go. We, of course, were most remiss because we didn't mention how people can actually get in touch with these fine sheep people, and they can do that by going where?
We're on Twitter at Fieldside Flock. We're on Facebook, just search Fieldside Flock of Lincoln Longwalls. So yeah, we are out and about there, sort of thing, so you can find us.
So just basically, Chloe, for reasons of tweeting, etc., I think it's Hadfield, that's H-A-D, Field?
No, at Fieldside Flock, sorry.
Sorry. She's good, you see, this is why she's sorted out. It doesn't mess around with that. Guys, good luck today. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, and I won't say anything about it. It's not the winning, it's the taking part that counts, because I know we've got winners here.
Oh, we'll have to bear that in mind, because it's going to be a struggle to get at the top end of a ring, but we'll try our best.
It would not be a proper agricultural show without the Lincoln Red. And I say that whether we're at the Great Yorkshire Show or whether, as we are today, we're at the 131st Lincolnshire Show. And we're delighted now to be able to speak to
Tony Bambridge.
Tony, good to connect with you, good self. You've got some fine beasts here.
Yeah, we have, yeah. But so have everyone else. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, it is astounding. Obviously, in terms of the way that these animals have developed, etc., they've just become, in many ways, the Ronaldos and the Christian Bales of the cattle world, I sense.
Yeah, they have, but particularly Lincoln Red, which have become an outstanding native breed, really, because the Breed Society did a wonderful job of improving them. They now meet the modern requirements of the day's dairy farmer, but also maintain all of those traditional quality traits that they were well renowned for many years ago.
Eva, of course, was getting some training from Lou Bevanar, the Countryside correspondent, about recognising the difference between beef cattle and dairy cattle. Can you suss that now, Eva?
I'm getting the hang of it, yes.
So we've got Tony here. Can you just confirm, what have we actually got here, beef or dairy?
We've got a beef cow.
She's good, isn't she?
Excellent, yes, well done. Do our job.
Well, this is, yeah, good do, yeah.
You could be the first sort of singing Lincoln Red person, basically, because you're a trained classical singer as well. Amazing.
Well, I think that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? So we have an operetta. About the Lincoln Reds.
You know, I think I'm sensing that already manifesting. We'll get Ed Wellman to write the music. All will be well. Anyway, Eva, questions for Tony.
Do you have the same sort of cows every year, or are they milk cows as well sometimes?
No, we're a beef herd, so all our animals are bred for beef, and we have a suckler herd, and that means that a cow has a calf once a year, and they'll often have 10 or 12 calves in their lifetime. And the calves are raised for beef.
I avoid the temptation when we're working through this to actually say, oh yes, that's one brand of beef burger, that's another one, etc., because it would just not be good for the morale in any ways. I'll just bring Lou in for a second, if I may. Lou, talking with Tony here. Again, outstanding beasts, I use your term.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, this show is the absolute shop window for this breed. It's the county breed. I think year on year you can see that the exhibitors are trying to go that bit further as well. Good sized class and really good quality animals.
How long have you been exhibiting, Tony, at the show?
I'm relatively new. I'm only 4 years, but I'm from Norfolk. And bear in mind, you know, this breed has branched out because there's people from Norfolk, Leicestershire.
They've actually got Chloe Baker, somebody who's a Norfolk lass as well. So connected to that, Chloe, questions from yourself.
Is this your cow? How old is your cow?
This one is 14 months, and his name is Hobart Tempest. And the heifer there is, she's about 19 months, and her name is Hobart Rose.
And you sound like you are from Norfolk. That's obviously why I said it. No,
you can't tell that from my accent, can you? Do I talk proper?
Yes.
I think it's wonderful. Chloe, you've experienced the Norfolk show. First time here at the Lincolnshire show. Thoughts so far?
It's very big. I've only seen a tiny bit so far. So.
And how does it compare with the Norfolk show for yourself, Tony?
Well, obviously, I'd have to say that Norfolk just has the edge, marginally. But this
is
the
Premiership football
show.
Team with Norwich these days. Or are you an Ipswich fan?
Good Lord, no. No, I'm not a second-class citizen.
It always starts on its own sort of routine. It's Lou.
Yeah, just a question. You mentioned the Tempest and Rose. Are this breed named alphabetically as lots of other breeds are, that, i.e. in a given year you use a name beginning with a certain letter?
For the male, yes. So therefore, last year the breed letter was T, and this year it is U. We're able to follow the alphabet, so that's quite good for cattle breeders. But the female line follows the female line. So a Rose will produce a Rose who will produce a Rose. And then there's a number added to them. And so therefore you can follow the family lines. And that's why they go back actually, you know, decades with the same line. You can trace them back.
genuinely wonderful. I mean, I sense that once again we've got winners here, but again, the competition is fierce. If nothing else, there's always the second leg, no doubt. Will you be at the Great Yorkshire Show?
No, unfortunately we can't. We're at the Royal Norfolk next week.
Well, it's going to be a classic, I'm sure. We must cover the Norfolk Show. Tony, a genuine delight. Is there a way people can follow you on Twitter or any of the other hashtag things that are there? Or would you say, no, we stay away from such things?
No, at Blickling Farmer on Twitter.
Sure, we'll get that message across to our tweet person and all will be well. A genuine pleasure. Good luck with the rest of the day.
Thank you.
So what are the odds, Chloe, that of all of the Lincoln Red Cattle people that we could have actually selected to choose from, we select one from your own home county?
We do it best. It's agriculture and I live in farmland. It's always going to be Norwich.
And you recognise his accent?
Straight away.
And he's a Norwich City fan?
Of course.
Amazing. Anyway, I'll try and avoid sort of mentioning first, second from Manchester City, but that's another line entirely. And thankfully, Manuel Pellegrini is staying with us and not being replaced by John Carver. Enough of such stuff. Lou, what are we looking at now?
Okay, we're looking at a culmination here of a class being judged. These are adult bulls that are four in the ring, and the prizes are just being presented at the moment to the handlers handling.
Eva, I don't know if, rather like myself, you're not sure how to actually sort out who's won on these kind of things, but I mean, did you get a chance to have a look around at these sort of cattle parades beforehand?
Not beforehand, because I never came around this part, but we have seen it from a distance, so I can see them a bit.
This is it, you see, Eva, that's what happens when you have agricultural machinery in the family. You stay in a definitely different area of the whole showground.
We do.
Right, a name check and a plug for your stepfather's firm, it is?
Abba. Abba Plant Tyre.
All good. Lou, we're seeing the cattle being moved around at present. Just talk to us about what's been happening here and how they're being led and so on.
Okay, this class have now been judged and they're being led back to the stalls. So you can see by the colour of the rosettes the prizes that they've got. These look like senior Lincoln Red cattle.
And they're making more sense than several of our presenters, but there we are.
Yes.
Chloe, your thoughts on what we've just seen, the sort of parade of winning cattle there?
They're very impressive, aren't they? They're huge as well.
Yeah, wait till... If you look at the beast behind, just look at the back end on that. That is the absolute, the ultimate in meat production. You've got a normal body, they've got a normal body, what we've just seen in there. That breed there has got two muscles, where everything else has got a single muscle. That is classic double muscling. Lots of people don't like it, for one reason. They can never give birth naturally. Caesarean section every single time.
Oh, okay.
These are developed in Belgium. Yeah. Don't be put off by the colour, they're actually called Belgian Blues. They brought them here and they are the absolute ultimate in meat production. They are the best of the best.
Do we have any vegetarians here? Because, I mean, obviously they're...
No,
meat eater.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of steak.
If you're listening to this as a vegetarian, we still appreciate you, but obviously we can appreciate your pain as well, really.
We're fully carnivorous, all four of us.
So we've stepped away from the intense excitement of the cattle and actually moved to approximately the warm-up, really, the warm-up for the main ring. And Lou, describe what we're looking at here.
This will be one of the, probably a scurry class. Vehicles, single pony, carrying two people. The different classes have got different rules, dress codes, etc. I know the Dobsons, who we've spoken to before, that's a really severe dress code in that. Although some of these do look to be dressed quite tidily.
It's all about the turnout, of course. Chloe, what do you make of what you're seeing so far?
Not really sure what's going on, to be honest. There's a lot of horses and carriages. They're quite small horses.
Small horses drawing carriages, and what we found out is a scary thing. But I think it's for Eva. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, it's just nice to look at, really, isn't it?
I think that's the point, actually, about this show, that, you know, even if you don't understand what's going on, and obviously there's commentary in the main ring we might pass on to in a few seconds, that, you know, just actually seeing the connection between man and beast is quite interesting.
Stop pitching my word. Yeah. I mean, what we're looking at here is a holding area. So you can see them up close, you can see them warming up. We will now proceed down towards the ring because these have got to drive round the course at great speed. The second jockey that you can see standing at the back, he's not just a passenger. It's going to be like a motorbike and sidecar. He's going to throw his weight to the right and to the left to stop the carriage tipping over.
I suppose that turns it, doesn't it?
That's right. It makes it handle better, turn better, because some of these turns that we're going to see are very, very sharp, and this is all against the clock.
So are we ready for this sort of exciting moment in the main ring when we see these people go up against the clock?
We are. I'm looking forward to it.
So we're watching the activities of the scurry on the main ring now. You mentioned, obviously, the Dobsons. Are they still competing, Lou? Presumably they are.
They are, but unfortunately, I was only alert last week that all the classes at the forthcoming Great Yorkshire Show have all been cancelled. you know, things come into fashion, go out of fashion. The shows get new superstars to come each year, so if they're going to give those an hour in the main ring, they've got to cancel something else. There's only a given number of hours over a three-day period. But I do believe that the Dobsons are here, that this is the one show that is still putting on the classes for them.
Well, it'd be a great shame if there wasn't an opportunity to obviously demonstrate the phenomenal line that comes through with that. As you said, the clock is there, and it's just been reset. I think the last one was just over 106 seconds to actually do the whole course, if I read it. And then, of course, there's the official bleep there to say that we're off again.
Yeah, that was a very slow time for the last group. You weren't quite here, but they virtually tipped over here at Bollard number 3, and the horse's confidence went completely. So the driver just let them cruise round under their own speed, just...
Well, we'll see how this is actually going. It's currently, I think, just coming up to 12 seconds, 13 seconds. You might actually stay along with us, actually, as we work our way through this whole process. Again, you mentioned in terms of the steering, it's really the responsibility of the person who's driving shotgun, I suppose, to actually look after the steering.
That's right. You'll see them at the various bends, leaning to keep the gravity right with the vehicle. Otherwise, they tip over so easily. You'll see here the shotgun swaying from side to side to try and keep the gravity correct on the vehicle.
We'll just bring Eva in once again. Eva, what do you make of what you're seeing so far? Because they're currently on 47 seconds as they're going through the clock.
Is it? Blimey, that's fast, isn't it? Maybe it's going to get faster, maybe it's going to get slower, but it looks great at the moment. Quite enjoying it.
I think I've just had one experience of sitting on the back end of one of these things, and that was quite an extraordinary experience.
Yeah, that's right. That was at the...
It was a show not too far away from here, actually.
Stunt Corp area.
Indeed.
That's right.
We'll get it sorted through.
Wellington, something like that.
Indeed it was. But again, it's quite interesting because you tend to hang on for dear life, really. Chloe, your thoughts on this?
So I'm just...
The scurry thing that we're seeing, it's 84 seconds now.
Yeah, it looks going pretty fast by the looks of it.
And it's successfully completed the time, as we might have just heard, actually, by the announcer, 84 seconds, or 84.78 seconds, and it's actually become the leader in this particular class. So, as you rightly said, Eva, quite a fast little beast.
It is. Looks very fast.